Episode 34.
Hello, Aftermarketers. Carm Capriotto here, and I'm going to share with you my time in Detroit at the NACE Cars Conference and Expo. A big question is it an auto body or repair conference and expo? And the answer is yes. Welcome, Aftermarketers, to Remarkable Results On Point, focusing on a single topic with a guest who goes on point with the subject matter. From iCar training to technology and telematics, the four-day event was full of technical and leadership training for shop owners and technicians. On the show floor, Ford, GM, Mopar, and Saab, among others, represented the major car manufacturers. There were big displays and cutaway vehicles showing the mixed material, the aluminum and steel structures and frames today. Of course, all the paint companies were there, and all key equipment manufacturers and tool companies were there. You saw shop management, marketing, and data companies, and they were well represented because, hey, data is it. It's the Internet of Things. For me, a huge highlight were the training forums. Topics were slanted toward owners and in consideration of their business strategy and success. I did attend an iCar seminar that highlighted new vehicle technology and trends for 2015. The iCar accredited class was taught by Tony Netherly, a really nice and engaging trainer. His focus was in making owners and techs aware of how mainstream aluminum is becoming, also about the heads-up display explosion, and it's being done differently than in the old days. A big safety feature called 360-degree bird's-eye view coming out. We'll talk about that later. And it gives you a view of everything that's around your vehicle as a bird would. Of course, it's done with cameras and software. And also, active lane-keeping systems along with new CAFE standards, including R1234YF refrigerant was talked about, and the 2015 Ford Mustang knee airbag, and the engine stop-start when idle, among others, was new technology that he talked about. It was enlightening, very enlightening. And I'm a techie, and I love to hear about new technology and the reasons for it. iCar.com is free, and it's, they say, the greatest tool for estimates on the planet. There were subjects that would satisfy the most discerning minds, from the health of a leader, motivational leadership, a MSO multi-shop owner symposium, marketing to the connected consumer, another one called optimizing repair shop efficiency, targeting customers online, and a long list of OE classes from Honda, GM, Ford, Fiat, Chrysler, among others. The expo had top equipment and parts vendors with some of the best paint jobs on classic cars I've ever seen. By the way, go back and listen to episode 30 as ASA Chairman Donnie Seifer discussed the new ASA and the show. He was spot on regarding ASA's commitment to the value received at the show. Remember that NACE is an acronym for International Auto Body Congress and Exposition, and CARS, Congress of Automotive Repairs and Service. Okay, so what did you miss? Well, a lot. If your mission was to go to NACE CARS and learn something, you absolutely were not disappointed. There was a lot of iCar collision repair training and collision shop management and leadership courses. And if you are from the repair side, there was just as much for you to absorb. Next year, the event's going to be in Anaheim, California, August 9th through 13th, 2016. Put it on your calendar so you can plan vacations around the show. Always keep in mind that work continues 12 months a year, and NACE CARS is perfectly spaced between APEX to allow you the opportunity to keep up with your industry at least twice a year, and that's probably the right amount of time. So besides your 20 groups, local chapter conferences, and your mastermind and mentoring programs, business today requires a huge commitment to perpetual learning than ever before. How about the theme of the podcast, huh? Following are a few seminar highlights. I'll be sure in my discussion that there are some solid takeaways for you, keeping with the podcast value, that you should listen to learn just one thing, and then go put it into action. There was a forum titled Alternative Selling Opportunities. Greg Buckley, talked about becoming car seat certified. It opened up many new opportunities as an expert in his and in your community with police, hospitals, and doctors. Todd Westerlund from Kukui talked about the 5-pack oil change cell program and having an oil change party with millennials. How about that as a good idea? In fact, we're going to talk a lot about Generation Y in a bit. Bill Moss is a European repair specialist, and he works hard to focus on those specific brands. He worries that his brand will suffer if he is not 100% plus sufficient in the vehicles he is committed to repairing. So think about that. If he can't do it, and he won't advertise that brand. And another takeaway was to make sure that every brand you work on is represented on your website. Don't let any doubt go to SEO or to the web server. So, for example, if you work on Acura, you need to have that brand listed on your site. As alternative fuels, propane, natural gas, and even with Toyota coming out with fuel cell vehicles, all this matters to your future and where your revenue can and will come from today and into the future. There was a great panel discussion on growing new talent. Pete Meyer, technical editor and director of training at MotorAge, says there is a challenge getting established techs to training. Technology is changing faster and faster, and training is the only way a tech or shop's going to keep up. He also brought up a business model change to have a single master tech supporting about 3 other techs. It's not only the automotive sector that is looking for good people, he says. All trades, like plumbing, electrical, welding, and construction, are finding it hard to find new techs. He goes on to say that the only way to change this is to get involved with high schools, counselors, and parents. You need to speak at the local school and change the paradigm that automotive technology jobs are not grease monkeys anymore. I hope to have Pete on a future On Point episode and further discuss his passion. Tony Mola, VP of ASA, brought up mentoring and the value it has within an organization. He said of techs, school has them for 12 years and industry gets them for 50, so they must be mentored throughout their career. Having strong bench strength can overcome the loss of an A tech, he says. His basic message is, you must develop your people in order to make your business successful. One other great message from Tony, here it is. If you're doing some things the same way you were 5 years ago, you are probably doing them wrong. Next up, Robin Rayburn. She's a talent manager and recruiter. She says, many industries have the same struggle and smaller businesses can be more accommodating to their employees and don't think that that doesn't matter to help keep your people. When people leave our industry, they're usually filling 300,000 jobs that are also available in the tech trade industry. Have tools will travel is the word. Their critical thinking skills applies to all industries. And you also have to think about your starting pay. It was discussed that a person could go to the police academy and start at $60,000. There was so much to hear on this panel on growing new talent that it was well worth the admission price. This team knew their stuff. There was a keynote from NASCAR driver Brad Keselowski, who drives the number 2 car and is part of Penske Racing. A big takeaway was about Roger Penske. Brad says Roger knows technology as good as he does. And at 78 years young, Roger finds the latest, greatest tech and figures it out. He loves to pick up new things and stay relevant. That attitude transfers from the top down at Penske Racing, he says. And Brad also says that winning on the track takes on the form of a modern-day marriage with his crew and especially his crew chief. Communication is critical, he says, talking all the time about what each sees to make the car the fastest and safest it can be is the secret to their success and winning. We also heard a keynote address from General Allison A. Hickey, the Undersecretary for Veteran Affairs. She runs the benefits side of the VA with a $96 billion budget. She says they run it on 3 cents on the dollar. Wow. The main objective of her talk was to put veterans to work. Veterans have subsidies. They buy tools, she says, and they get certifications and go to college. And they've worked on some of the most sophisticated equipment in the world. They would be great techs, she says. And on the VA website, go to Veteran Employment Center and find the e-benefits section and then add your shop for a job opportunity. Bogey LeTire from 180 Degree Automotive and All Girls Garage TV show on Velocity did a great seminar on creating a buzz in expensive ways to get people talking about you. Bogey talked about building a steady stream of referrals to attract the right customer. Bogey also drove a strong point home in referencing author Simon Sinek and a seminar he did called Knowing Your Why. And listen, take a pen out right now. Do yourself a favor. Right after you finish listening to this episode, go do a Google search on Simon Sinek, that's S-I-N-E-K, and watch the TED Talk called Start With Why. Really powerful. A transforming message. And Bogey impressed about creating an experience and being involved in your community, becoming an expert by writing blogs or articles for your local paper, or even speaking at events, among many, many other pointers. If you ever get a chance to hear Bogey at a seminar, don't pass up the chance. Now, Bogey was also a guest on the show. Go back, listen to episode 27 to get the essence of her talk from NASCARS. The Service and Repair Leadership Forum was a very extensive look at the repair side of the industry. Let me drop a few names. Bob Greenwood, Malin Newton, Bill Long, Bill Hanvey, Chris Chesney, Donnie Cipher, Steve Grimes, Malcolm Sismore, Nick Positano, Bob Redding, Robert Ruse, Jim Gray, Tom Giebe, Joe Batista, a literal who's who of the aftermarket. This was an in-depth view of the economics, outlook, opportunities, and emerging technologies in the aftermarket. Talks also went into parts quality and warranty, marketing, labor efficiencies, the state of safety and emissions inspections today, and it's not a good outlook. And a great look inside a multiple shop owner's strategies and tactics to grow his business. During Bob Greenwood's presentation, he said this: creating a vision is an essential means for focusing attention on what matters most. What you want to accomplish in your life and what kind of leader you wish to be, you must have a useful vision which needs to be rooted in your past, addresses the future, and deals with today's realities. Great stuff, Bob. Technology and Sales was the name of a seminar led by Greg Buckley of Buckley's Car Care in Wilmington, Delaware. By the way, listen to Greg's episode 19. It was actually so ironic to have had so many guests of the podcasts be at NASCARS. It was a great opportunity to hook up with them and break bread. Now, Greg talked about the value of using your smartphone to communicate with your customer. There will be over 5.6 billion smartphones in circulations by 2019, Greg says, and people want to text. So are you texting your customers? Greg puts the concept that the power to communicate and engage is in the palm of your hand. He actually wore Google Glass during his presentation, and he recorded it. What a geek. But that does make him cutting edge on how he uses tech in his business by sending an actual video to a customer to narrate and show his need for repairs. He says Facebook Messenger is becoming used by some of his customers to even set appointments. You can't fight it. Bottom line, you must embrace technology in every aspect of your business. And his point was clearly a focus on your customers' interaction. What would an industry event be without a discussion about technology and telematics? There was a great cast assembled that put a focus on the OEMs. Listen to this all-star lineup. Bob Redding, ASA, Greg Potter, ETI Tool Institute, Bob Grzynski from Volkswagen, Bob Stewart from GM, Dan Syke from Mercedes-Benz, Nathaniel Buse from NHTSA, the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. Here's the big takeaway. A rumor was dispelled. They say there's no truth to the rumor that OEMs are going to eliminate the OBD2 port. This is based on government rulings and speed of marketplace. There will be more, however, encryptions and security on the flow of data on the port, and the industry is working to be sure that the info flows through these firewalls. Much of this is based on rulings from CARB on speed of data and flow of information. Now get this, there are 32,719 that die every year on the road. There's 6.1 million crashes. New braking technology is coming out now to help arrest rear-end impacts. The system will take over braking conditions if the driver is not engaged in time to effect a safe stop. Now, maybe you've heard of this before, but it looks like it's going to be here soon. There was a presentation from GM Technology from Advanced Service Design Engineers Alan Sustry, Katul Patel, and Jay Patel. They discussed and showed videos on surround vision, where on your center stack display, it shows the 360-degree view, the bird's-eye view when backing up or until the vehicle hits 9 miles per hour. The vehicle will also record a 5-minute drive time condition on an SD card. There is also curb view coming, along with night vision, currently on the new Cadillac CT6. It will detect animals, pedestrians, and surrounding objects. Also, front pedestrian braking and lane keep assist with lane departure warning. Some very cool new technology that in a very few years will find mainstream acceptance and exposure. Many forums and demos with a jam-packed agenda. Wow, if you couldn't find a seminar that interested you, you weren't trying. Here's another example titled, The Future. What will we be working on and the opportunities and challenges? The underlying theme was this. Is the way we are repairing cars going to change? Well, Chris Chesney, Senior Director Customer Training at CarQuest Technical Institute, provided some very good observations. He said three very profound statements. First, if you don't have your act together today, you are in trouble. Second, you must build career paths for your techs. And third, you must read at a very high level. A very big problem is how we run our business. Consider these points. We are not asking our people what's important to them. Also, consider lifestyle concerns with your techs. They may want to work 3 12-hour days or 4 10-hour days. Well, therefore, what is the new operating model based on one of need of your team and the vehicles you work on? Also, not everyone will change their business model or improve their data network, and that's going to put pressure on your business. Another point, remote diagnostics will be a huge market. You'll be able to hire it online from 3,000 miles away through the web, and that also includes the consumer. Parts will be expensive, yet you won't replace as many. There will be a bigger shift to labor-side revenue based on more diagnostic time. And the discussion wouldn't have been complete unless there was a reference to millennials, and that is, millennials must have an interactive work environment. Millennials work to have fun, not have fun at work. Consider bringing gamification to your environment with your millennials, and then get them involved by making it social. If you were at NASCAR's 2015, you got your money's worth, and you can appreciate what you took away. If you weren't, well, don't stand on the sidelines. Commit to go next year in Anaheim. Now, no matter what conference or expo you go to, the benefits will be plenty if you put the time in, and you will gain new ideas to guide your business decisions, because reinvention is the key to survival. I sure couldn't give an overview of every seminar or moment at NASCAR's. It would take a week long. So I hope you enjoyed this abbreviated tour. Thanks for being on board to listen and learn from another inspiring aftermarket professional. Until next time.